You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marian Navarro. Projections for the Texas 35th Congressional District continue to give Republicans the advantage. But DPR's David Martin Davies reports that assessment is shifting.
After the Tuesday runoff, the November ballot was finalized. Democrat Johnny Garcia and Republican Carlos de la Cruz seek to represent the congressional district that includes Bexar, Guadalupe, Wilson, and Karnes counties. Sabato's Crystal Ball, a nonpartisan political forecasting newsletter based at the University of Virginia's Center for Politics, had rated the race as likely Republican, but on Wednesday changed the prediction to lean Republican, citing avoiding the nomination of Maureen Galindo. Other forecasters, Inside Elections and the Cook Political Report, both rate the race as likely Republican, meaning the GOP is favored to win the election, but the outcome is not locked down. During the recent redistricting, the 35th Congressional District was heavily redrawn to give Republicans an advantage. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
The San Antonio Park Police Officers Association is raising renewed concerns about public safety on the city's trail system following a second violent assault against a woman in a week. TPR's Steve Short has more.
The association reports a male suspect approached a woman from behind and sexually assaulted her near Jewel Lake on the Leon Creek Greenway on Monday afternoon. She was able to record an image of the suspect before he fled. Another woman was assaulted near the Tobin Park trailhead on May 19th. Officials say the woman suffered multiple facial injuries and had no memory of the incident. A spokesman for the association says this highlights the need for more police presence at the park system, which they say is threatened by the city's decision to merge the park and airport police under the San Antonio Police Department. The group is calling for increased police presence and better lighting on the city's trail system. I'm Steve Short in San Antonio.
Major changes are coming to San Antonio Immigration Court next month as the Trump administration pushes to speed up deportation proceedings nationwide. Laura Flores-Dixit is managing attorney with American Gateways. She says the immigration attorneys have been told to expect large group hearings and new in-person requirements for many immigrants without attorneys. Flores-Dixit says advocates are especially worried about confusion surrounding hearing dates and court notices.
The big concern is that people are not going to receive notice due to administrative errors by the court or simply due to confusion with the electronic filing system.
Flores-Dixit says immigration advocates are concerned some people may not realize their hearing dates changed until it's too late. One in five Latino Texans who voted for President Trump in 2024 would not support him if given the opportunity to repeat that vote. The poll by the Latino civil rights organization Unidos U.S. also found that more than two-thirds of Texas Latino voters disapprove of the president's performance and feel the country's headed in the wrong direction. Nearly half of voters cited cost of living and inflation as a top issue shaping their view of Trump, with immigration enforcement in cities also ranking high on the list. The poll found Latino voters want elected officials to address the cost of food, wages, housing, and health care costs. The San Antonio Spurs will try to stave off elimination from the Western Conference Finals at the hands of the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight. The Spurs must win to stay alive and force a Game 7 in Oklahoma City. Spurs head coach Mitch Johnson says the team has to do a better job of making every trip to the basket count.
But there's a lot of things all over the place where even we had advantages and we just didn't make simple plays to take advantage of the opportunity in that possession. And in this type of game, you got to be sure of everything you're doing in a very secure, mature way.
The game is at 7:30 tonight at home in the Frost Bank Center. It can be seen on NBC and will stream on Peacock. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.